was a quarantine facility. That's why we've got four doors to go through. We used to rear Queensland fruit fly in here many years ago, and now we are rearing Mediterranean fruit fly.
So what do you do for a living? It's the opening conversation line at many a dinner party. But I guarantee Rose Feliani could stop a dinner party conversation flat in its tracks if she ever revealed her day job. Hello, I'm Eliza Wood. Rose is a senior technical officer with the West Australian Department of Agriculture, and she breeds flies. Mediterranean fruit flies, to be exact. And of course, where there's flies, there's going to be maggots.
Let's go and have a look at the cages with all the flies. We have several million flies in one room and another door.
This facility in Perth concentrates its efforts on breeding male fruit flies. They're sterilised with radiation and then released into fruit-growing areas as infestations appear. The plan is to overwhelm the wild fly populations with sterile male flies and eradicate the pests before they can damage the fruit crops. Let's go and take a look.
And the smell, to me it smells like slow cooking fat. What's it like to you, Rose?
It's actually the yeast. We feed our flies yeast and sugar, protein and carbohydrate.
What can I see?
We have probably a dozen cages in here and they are full of flies. They have about 130,000 flies in each cage where they feed, they find each other and they lay eggs. The main thing is we collect the eggs because the eggs are the source of our colony.
Let's get up close, shall we?
Sure. If you can imagine, we have some trays in these cages. We have some yeast and sugar in the top. The flies are all feeding. And then below we have some tubes of water where they can get their drink. But we have a couple more trays with pupae. They're the resting stages of the flies. So we load the cages up with pupae, like little cocoons, and the flies emerge from there. They come up to the restaurant and have a feed, they have a drink, then they find a partner and mate, and then the females will lay their eggs. And they stick their egg-laying device, which is their ovipositor, out of the side of the cage. And we collect them in troughs of water, sitting on the floor.
Seems like fly heaven in here. Definitely. Food, drink, definitely. Love. So from here, then what happens?
Let's go and have a look at the diet. We'll look at the eggs later.
Now this room smells sweet, like honey to me. Does anybody ever comment on the smell of your clothes when you go home?
Definitely. Definitely. Some of our staff will not take their work clothes home. We have a washer and dryer in the facility and a lot of people will change into their civvies.
So what are we looking at here?
We have all these white trays and blue trays sitting on stainless steel troughs. So if we come round to the front here, we've got some more screens over the top because we want to keep the maggots in the trays and not on the floor. So if we just open this up, you'll
opening
see
up a curtain, it's like taking off the bride's veil.
Exactly, exactly. So we have, and this is where the smell comes from, we have an artificial diet which is made of pesticide-free bran, wheat bran, plus some yeast, some sugar, some preservatives and a little bit of acid to maintain the pH at around 4. And we put the eggs on top of the diet. They will develop in there for about 7 days, and then when they are fully mature, so I go from an almost invisible egg to this maggot that's about almost a centimetre long, nice fat and plump. When it's mature, it leaves the diet of its own accord. It jumps out of there and lands in the water in the stainless steel trough below.
The maggots actually jump. I think I just saw one.
They jump. If you wait here long enough, you'll probably catch one.
Well, take me back to the egg stage, Rose.
This really is a rabbit warren.
You could lose people in here.
We have done. This is the egg bubbling room and we have two water baths with some large flasks. So we collect the eggs from the cages that we saw a minute ago and we put them in the flask and we leave them in 24 degrees. The water bath is running at 24 degrees for 2 days.
But next door, there's one at about 34. What's that about?
The fly that we have here, the Mediterranean fruit fly that we have, it's a particular strain. It's a strain where we can selectively kill the females. because really it's only the males, when you sterilise them and release them, it's only the males that are effective. It's the males that seek out the fertile wild females.
So we've seen the flies laying the eggs. We've seen where you've laid the eggs on the yummy fresh food and the little maggots coming out.
Next, let's go through a few more doors and I'll show you the pupae. So what we're doing here is we're simulating the soil underneath the tree here. The larva has left it and it's now buried in the soil underneath the tree.
And they're writhing, wriggling.
These ones were collected this morning, so they've spent 7 days developing in the diet. They've left the diet, we've collected them, strained off the water, and put them in vermiculite. Now we'll keep this in here for 2 days. After that, we'll separate the vermiculite and what will be pupae. And then those pupae we'll put in trays in a slightly warmer room, again in the dark, and wait for them to mature. Then those pupae will be used, either if we are going to release them, they will be dyed with a fluorescent dye and sterilised in the irradiator and then released, or we will load up the cages to keep the cycle going.